Because Krishna is Satchitananda Swarupam, Ananda Swarupam, Prema Swarupam. Because of this, he is always cheerful and joyfully situated at every moment. He smiles even while dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. When he becomes a charioteer of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Prahasanniva Bharata. He is smiling even on the battlefield when everybody will be in a very tense mood. And not only that, most importantly, Krishna is the pivot of the whole creation. All the millions of universes exist only to give him pleasure. All the living beings exist only to give him pleasure and receive pleasure and reciprocation from him. The flowers are blooming for his pleasure. The fruits are becoming ripe for his pleasure. The beautiful rainbows and the beautiful waterfalls and all the living entities endowed with millions of talents and skills are all meant to give him pleasure and in turn receive reciprocation from him. And the most important thing that acharyas have repeatedly mentioned is Krishna is spotlessly pure. He is the sum total of good and sum total of all purity. We ordinary jivas, we have a difference between piety and sinful activities. We sometimes do pious activities, sometimes do sinful activities and accordingly reap the reactions. But when Krishna does any activity, it is all considered supremely punya, supremely pious and glorious. Nothing bad can come out of him. Therefore, in the Ishopanishad, it is said, Saparyaga chukram akayam avranam asnaviram shuddham apapaviddham. So, asnaviram shuddham, the word shuddham, apapaviddham, or anavadyam, or niravadya, these qualities are used to indicate that Krishna is supremely pure. And he is achyuta. He cannot contact any impurity, which means sin cannot touch him. Even when he performs certain activity which appear externally, apparently sinful, like he is killing Putana, but he is delivering her to the spiritual sky. He is killing millions of warriors in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, but delivering them all back to the spiritual abode. He is dancing with the gopis, or he is stealing butter from the homes of the gopis, or he is taking away the property of Bali Maharaj. So these activities apparently appear to be sinful activities when the same activities are performed by conditioned souls. But because Krishna is Chinmay Swarupam, Ananda Swarupam, Prema Swarupam, even these activities are done playfully by him with the desire to reciprocate love with the living entities, like he does reciprocating love with Bali Maharaj. Because everything belongs to him. Everything is owned by him. Everything exists for his pleasure. Nothing can exist without him. Everything is totally resting in him. So, this kind of vision is required for our mind to become peaceful without any roaring waves of doubts or confusions or bewilderments or hankerings. When one understands Krishna's true position like this, then one can appreciate Krishna. And such appreciation is very necessary for us to be able to have a one-pointed focus on calling his name and utterly surrendering to his lotus feet. Because what removes the avidya covering over the soul is actually a continuous remembrance called anusmriti. Continuous remembrance of the pure, sublime, spotless nature of Krishna. To the degree we can remember this and appreciate it and become touched by it and become affected by it and become carried away by it, then only the heart starts getting purified. You know, the example is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam of a worm which was meditating on the fly who would come time to time to sting the worm and go away. Remembering the fly, the worm also turned into a fly eventually. Similarly, remembering Krishna's purity, Krishna's sanctity, Krishna's sublime nature, spotlessly pure nature, by repeated remembrance of that and being amazed by it, how the Lord cannot commit any sin. Everything that emanates from Him is only pure love. By repeated remembrance of this, the jiva also becomes purified. And he is reinstated in his original glory. Therefore, we study this philosophy, and to practice it on a very practical level, we do the chanting of the holy name. Because when we hear these things from Srimad Bhagavatam or Ishopanishad or any scripture, we can appreciate it. But when we chant the holy name, we can surrender our heart to Krishna by admiring this particular nature of Krishna. Then when the heart gets more and more purified, more access will be given by Krishna to us in order for us to be able to appreciate Him better and better and better. Therefore, everyday chanting of the holy name is an opportunity for us to surrender to Krishna, admiring His glory and begging Him to remove the covering of avidya over us and give us more and more access to appreciating His sweetness, greatness and spotlessly pure nature. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Let us offer our respectful obeisances and to all the devotees of the Lord.